This is Monterey Bay Today from KEZU News. It's Wednesday, August 19th. I'm Lisa Ledeen. A new leader is welcoming students at Cal State Monterey Bay as they return this week. KEZU's Amy Mayer has more.
A childhood trip from Mexico to Disneyland left a deep impression on Carlos Vargas, the new interim president.
For a number of years, I've been interested in coming to California, so this is in so many ways a dream come true for me.
Vargas comes to Monterey Bay after 10 years as president of Southeast Missouri State University. CSUMB's diverse community appeals to him.
I'm hoping that the students that identify with me being from Mexico will see that, as they say in Spanish, si se puede. You know, it's just a recognition that they can do it because I was nothing special.
The first in his family to attend college, he studied physics in Mexico City, then went on to graduate school at the University of Michigan. His one-year appointment is contingent upon not applying to be the next president of CSUMB. He says he hopes to be a bridge that keeps initiatives moving forward until the new president arrives. Amy Mayer, KAZU News.
New polling shows more Californians are likely to support the billionaire's wealth tax and oppose a measure requiring voter ID. From our partner, Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald has more.
The poll by the UC Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies indicates 48% of respondents support the wealth tax, while 41% oppose. A slight majority, 51%, said they'd vote no on a proposal to require proof of citizenship to vote, Proposition 39. 42% said they'd support it. The respondents who said they'd support the wealth tax and oppose the voter ID measure were overwhelmingly Democrats. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more local news.